You know, there's something about sitting in a room in Harlem, a tiny little apartment, the top floor of a brownstone owned by a woman named Miss Logan. At the time, she was probably in her 70s, but she wouldn't admit to that. Beautiful, proud woman who knew Ralph Ellison, who knew Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, who knew so many people that are part of Harlem's history and larger world history. She knew these people. And I decided, after winning this commission, I was given another commission to write a piece for the orchestra to make my Carnegie Hall debut. So I decided to write a piece called Harlem Essay for Orchestra and Tape. And that piece begins with the sound of Miss Logan's voice, talking about her mother being in Harlem and working for a Jewish family. And during the Depression, I can quote her, the Depression came and they started hanging themselves because they lost all the money. They were throwing themselves out the window because they lost all the money. All these men leaving their families. That's a direct quote. And she's talking about an incident where her mother goes into the basement and discovers the father has hung himself because they lost all the money. And at that same moment, the wife and the children, she can hear them just above her scurrying about, getting ready for breakfast. And she has this choice to make. Does she bring this man down? How does she stop them from coming into the basement? What does she do next? And she tells this whole story in her way. And I set that story to the sounds of the orchestra. And it was really an important thing to do. Miss Logan's gone now. She passed away 4 years ago. But one of the things that remains is this piece, is the sound of her voice. Not a transcription, but the sound of her voice with any orchestra that has played it. And I realize, you know, as a composer, you have the potential for cultural documentation. You actually have an opportunity in any commission to actually, as my good Haitian mother would say, take the spotlight off of you and put it on someone else. When Miss Logan came to Carnegie Hall for that debut, she came with hundreds of members of her church. You know, to the ACO's benefit, they were so happy. It was a very well-attended new music concert. She came with busloads of people from her church. And when the piece ended and they went to acknowledge the composer, she stood up. She took a bow. And I embraced her. And I was so happy to. It was such a wonderful memory. I have to say, the great Dennis Russell Davies conducted that concert, who has conducted many of Philip Glass's work and many premieres, an amazing American conductor and pianist, who ended up having a wonderful conversation at the reception with Miss Logan and with my mother. I say this to you because I think so much of what I'm actually trying to do has more to do with the framing of ideas and the telling of stories than it has to do with the writing down of notes.